From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on Around the Wood Stove, it's actor Adam Lawver from the sketch comedy troupe Happy Time Explosion Show. Happy Time hasn't performed since 2009, about the time that Adam relocated to Boston. But later this month, the troupe will reunite for a rare performance at Millersville's Ware Center in downtown Lancaster.
I had been back in the area for a few months after being in Boston, and Lydia Brubaker, one of the original founding members of the troupe, she and Steph Joe Wise, another founding member, they approached me asking me if I'd be interested while I'm back in the area in doing another sketch comedy show, just because they really missed it, I think, because it was always a really fun time for us. And yeah, they approached me, and I said, well, you know, I don't really know what's going on in my life right now, like in the long term, but yeah, while I'm in Lancaster, I'd be happy to just do it. So,
coming up, it's Adam Lawver, but first let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Broken Fences is a Pittsburgh-based duo featuring Guy Russo and Morgan Arena, who will be releasing their debut full-length album on June 1st at a release party at Club Cafe in Pittsburgh. The Fences were featured on Around the Wood Stove episode number 30 back in May 2011. Visit BrokenFencesBand.com for details about the new album or to check out their Broken Apartment video series. That's a series of live recordings they've been releasing on YouTube since February. It's Broken Fences on Around the Wood Stove with their single Wait.
So down it seems.
Our next Wood Stove House concert is scheduled for this Friday evening, April 20th, with Athens, Georgia-based band Hope for a Golden Summer. There are still a few seats left, and you can reserve them right now by visiting woodstovehouse.com and clicking the Next House Concert button in the menu at the top of the page. For nearly 9 years, Hope for a Golden Summer has traveled the U.S., creating rusty angelic melodies with slide guitar, banjo, jangly percussion, glockenspiel, and a bowed handsaw. Yeah, that's right, a bowed handsaw, and of course the soulful harmonies of sisters Claire and Paige Campbell. You don't want to miss this rare Lancaster performance in a total listening room environment. Make your reservations now, as I know this show will sell out. Woodstovehouse.com and click the Next House Concert link. Here's Strange Skies from Hope for a Golden Summer on Around the Wood Stove.
Diving down in the deep dark waters of your lover's soul, how will you know you found? The water is wide and the sand is soft and the darker place is cold, too deep to turn it around. But on the inside, where the heart hides, under strange skies, if you're lost, will you just keep swimming? Riding around on the free and the highways of your lover's world, there ain't no map you will find. But if you wanna know more about her than the stories that she's told, lean back and trust her to drive. 'Cause on the outside, I can see you in your own life, all you've done as the world keeps spinning.
That's Hope for a Golden Summer with the song Strange Skies. Visit woodstovehouse.com for information about our house concert with Hope coming up this Friday night. And while you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter to keep up with all that's happening at the Wood Stove House. Adam Lawver is an actor and a writer. His resume is filled with projects in both theater and film. From 2007 to 2009, Adam was part of the sketch comedy troupe Happy Time Explosion Show, before relocating to Boston where he acted in his first feature film, Heavy Times. Later this month, on April 27th through the 29th, Happy Time Explosion Show is back with a new show at the Ware Center in downtown Lancaster that is being produced by our friends at Creative Works of Lancaster. I caught up with Adam to learn more about Happy Time and his work both in Boston and here in Lancaster.
Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Adam Lawver. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove. It's great to have you here to talk about, primarily about this, resurgence of Happy Time Explosion Show in Lancaster coming up, but also just about you and what you've been doing.
Sure, yeah. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about Happy Time. I first heard of this group probably around the time you stopped working as a group.
Okay.
Maybe 2009.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was telling me about this sketch comedy troupe doing stuff in Lancaster. And then that was it.
Right. Yeah.
I looked for you.
I'm sorry you didn't find us.
But here we go. It's like discovering the police in 1986.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think I'm old enough. We had been around for a couple years by that point. We started in our first meeting was late summer 2007, I think. And it was just a small group of us who kind of felt like there was an opportunity, a kind of space in the Lancaster theater / comedy scene for, for live comedy.
Yeah.
And, there were several of us who were kind of interested in pursuing that and seeing what we could do. So that's kind of how it started. There were, I think, about eight of us.
And what was the goal? What were you looking to go out of Lancaster? Were you looking to just put on shows here?
Well, at first, it was really kind of not very defined at first because, the main goal going into the first meeting was we all just had an interest in comedy and comedy in Lancaster, but we didn't know where that was going to go or where it was going to take us. So in those first few meetings, we had to kind of talk about, who are we, what do we want to do and what do we like to do? And so it ended up being, we leaned more towards sketch comedy, for example. Like we discussed sketch versus improv. What do we want to do about that? And we all decided, well, improv is scary and intimidating, and we'd rather write some material and just perform it. And at first we kind of fantasized about, we could perform like every couple weeks in like bars or in the area. Yeah. It ended up being a lot more kind of a long-term commitment. Like we write a bunch of sketches for one show and we put on that show. And we ended up putting on four big shows over the course of a couple years. The last one being there in 2009, when you would have heard of us.
Yeah. Was all the material original?
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to write our own material and then perform it. And it was really a great experience. For me going into it, I was still in college, and it was my first time really being in an environment of just open collaboration about comedy, something I really loved a lot. And right away, just in the first meeting, I knew this is something I really want to do.
Yeah.
in the long term, like talking about comedy with like-minded people and coming up with sketch ideas and, you know, hashing out like what's good, what's funny, what can we do. It was really, really great stuff.
What happened? Why did it slow down? Or did you take these few years off?
Primarily what happened was a few of us relocated, and so it kind of redefined kind of the skeletal formation of the group. I moved to Boston in 2009, and two other members, Eric Hebner and Katie Doherty, they actually had just gotten married, and then they moved to, I want to say, New York shortly after that. And so I imagine it just became a bit harder to maintain the same kind of dynamic.
So it's back for a show coming up in April, a little later this month. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about what brought the group back together and to make the decision to do a show, and then what this show is about for people who've missed you over the years.
Sure. I had been back in the area for a few months after being in Boston, and Lydia Brubaker, one of the original founding members of the troupe, she and Steph Joe Wise, another founding member, they approached me asking me if I'd be interested while I'm back in the area in doing another sketch comedy show, just because they really missed it, I think, because it was always a really fun time for us. And they approached me, and I said, well, you know, I don't really know what's going on in my life right now, like in the long term, but while I'm in Lancaster, I'd be happy to just do it. So a lot like the first time we got together, it was just kind of a matter of we want to do something, we want to make people laugh, and let's make it work.
There is less than 1 week to support Playgrounds through our Kickstarter campaign. Playgrounds is the next Wood Stovehouse public theater production. By making a contribution, you can help support all the artists that are making Playgrounds a reality and help bring live, locally written, and produced theater to the streets of Lancaster. What is it, you ask? Well, Playgrounds is a set of three short plays that will be performed at three outdoor locations in Lancaster City during Lancaster Art Walk weekend, which is May 5th and 6th. These performances are free and open to the public. Visit woodstovehouse.com and click the Playgrounds Kickstarter banner at the top of the page to learn more about the event or to make a contribution. A huge thanks to everyone who has contributed so far, and if you haven't, thank you for considering. And now back to my conversation with Adam Lauver on Around the Wood Stove, talking about the sketch comedy troupe Happy Time Explosion Show.
From the first show we did, the one sketch that stands out to me from that show, and the one that a lot of people seem to enjoy, was one called If Noah Liked Puns, which I wrote, and I played Noah, but as a pun master. Well, not so much a master of puns, but an enthusiast, a pun enthusiast, I would say, but to the chagrin of everybody around him, or all the animals around him, that was really fun. And our second show, I mean, the interesting thing about Happy Time 2 is that we started out with a very traditional sketch format, and then for our second show, we just did something totally different. Totally unique. We did a whole kind of narrative arc to the show where we played versions of ourselves going camping. And then we had little, like, it was sketch based, so there were little like scenes and sketches in that. But yeah, there was a narrative arc to it, and it was really kind of a unique format. And in that one, I remember there was the one sketch that I really enjoyed doing was actually kind of a controversial topic. There was a character who is clearly, to the audience, clearly like some kind of alien, but the rest of the group is totally just not seeing it. And then in the one sketch we had, you know, we had the members of the troupe actually finally realizing, like, something's up with her. She's like flashing a flashlight at the sky and murmuring in another language. But instead of the conclusion being that she's an alien, the conclusion that we all kind of murmured to each other in a huddled group was, I think Katie might be a fundamentalist Christian. And us just sort of dealing with that and like wondering, like, well, what do we feed it? Like, oh, manna? I think manna? I'll go get some manna. Fond memories there. The hostage negotiation sketch was fun, where it started out with this concept of just, you know, where a lot of people, I think, can relate to this, when somebody is telling you to calm down, but you're like,
yeah.
I'm calm. You don't tell me to calm. And them telling you to calm down makes you even like, just makes you not calm, ticks you off. But so, yeah, that sketch where the guy is really calm throughout the whole sketch, but everybody around him is insisting that he's out of control. And it gets into this weird hostage negotiation.
And then the end of that, of course, is the mob movie slow motion shooting scene, which
the cops, the negotiator sends in the cops, and they fire at this guy like 100 times in slow motion, way longer than it should be going. Yeah, that's actually a good example of the comedy that I think kind of characterizes what we do. I mean, there are a lot of different flavors to what we do, but for the main part, we really do, we like the absurd. And for me personally, I like highlighting the absurd and the tension between, you know, between what somebody expects from the world around them and what they actually get. I think that's where comedy is, and I think that's a good solid example of that as the calm down sketch.
So for the show coming up at the Ware Center on April 27th through the 29th, is this brand new material, or are you going back into some of the archives, or a little bit of a mix?
Mostly it's new material. We might be going back to to the well for some old material, but for the most part we're doing new material, and whatever old material we do bring back, we're going to do it in a new way, probably. Like, we're not just going to stand up there and do a sketch and pretend that we've never done it before. There's a weird sense of continuity that Happy Time Explosion Show likes to bring to its performances. We like to kind of maintain a kind of ongoing identity, even if none of the audience members are really aware of it. We like to for us, we like to have a through line of almost a narrative for the troupe. Brand new material. We brought in addition to the remaining members of the troupe, we brought in some other people who local writers who were interested in contributing.
At the Wood Stove House, we're always looking for your feedback. If you have any ideas for the show or would like to recommend an artist to be featured, drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com or leave a comment on the website. My guest today is actor and writer Adam Lawver.
When we did the 24-hour plays here in the same room, partly at the Candy Factory back in November, of course, you were one of the six writers we had.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure what to expect. I don't think anybody who came into that process really. There were a few people who had done similar things or had done a 24-hour plays event, so there was a little experience. But
sure. But
for the most part, I think the vast majority of us didn't know. And it was very interesting to see the reactions and to hear the feedback after some of those performances. After the performance that had some of the short plays that were edgy,
yeah,
yours being, of course, the most edgy.
Thank you.
Of what we did, and you know, it was interesting because everybody knew that these plays hadn't been written; they weren't vetted.
Yeah.
And everybody knew that this stuff was on the spot. But we received a lot of great feedback for the entire show.
God, yeah.
And the feedback that I got about the plays that pushed the boundaries a little bit wasn't negative. It wasn't like oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Some of the feedback was from people who I would have expected to say something like that.
Uh-huh.
But instead, it was more like, wow, some of those pieces made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They just, you know.
Sure, yeah.
It was really cool to see it.
But they're just saying, like, for them personally.
Yeah.
Which, you know, part of me wants to say good. Like, I think discomfort can be a big part of theater. Not that, like, I'm not going to spout Artaud? Oh, God. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Theater of the Cruel. I don't think you have to be cruel to the audience, but I think mixing it up a bit can be good and be healthy. I think that's what art is for.
Yeah, and I think that I think it's great to have groups emerging and continuing in some cases. Creative Works has done some really great more edgy theater in the past couple years, and it's good to have that balance, because I think if we're afraid of pushing the boundaries a little bit, then what?
For sure, you know?
At some point, of course, we'll go too far, or somebody will go too far, and then you'll see where that new boundary is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of what it's about.
Absolutely.
So you have a lot of theater and a lot of film on your resume. I'd like to talk a little bit about the film side of things. Do you have a preference?
Between the two, I mean, that's something that I've been getting asked a lot recently, and I'm kind of in the middle of processing that question as we speak. I love both for very different reasons. You know, just as we were saying, like, theater is a totally unique experience that you can't replicate it. You're there, the audience is there, and there's an organic dynamic that happens there that I love. And I'll never want to give it up. Film, you know, film is different. You're filming a scene over and over again, trying to get a good take. There's equipment that it has to be working. There's all these other elements that kind of have to work. In theater, it just happens, and either it works or it doesn't. But either way, it can be brilliant. Film, you're hammering away at it. You want to get it right. And you don't get immediate feedback from an audience. You don't really know how you're looking on the camera unless they're kind enough to show you what's going on.
And that's something that's there forever.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I like about film. The attention needing actor in me wants to be seen by people, and you know. To be honest, I love the idea of there being, you know, films out there, like digital moving images of me doing what I do, and anybody could potentially get them and watch them and say, hey, look, that's Adam Lover. He's doing interesting stuff. Hopefully at least interesting.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. My guest today is Adam Lover from the sketch comedy troupe Happy Time Explosion Show. Happy Time will be performing three shows on April 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Ware Center in downtown Lancaster, and the show is being produced by our good friends at Creative Works of Lancaster. In 2010, Adam worked on his first full-length feature film called Heavy Times.
I can't be here. I can't. No, 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 you don't know. You don't understand, okay? I physically and emotionally, and even kind of spiritually, cannot be here right now, okay? I'm sorry, okay, there are some things going on in my life. I haven't been telling you about them because, you know, it's personal, whatever. But this, in addition to the things that have been going on in my life that I haven't been telling you about, isn't helping, okay? It's bad. It's very bad, and I'm kind of feeling a weird sensation of despair, okay? And panic. I don't know if that's coming through right now, but I'm panicking, okay?
Yeah, I don't think he likes you.
Really? Because that's good that you brought that up, because I was actually going to ask you, because I was getting some vibes and I wasn't sure. I was going to ask you, hey, do you think maybe Rick doesn't like me? Because I'm getting some weird signals that maybe Rick doesn't like me, okay? But thank you. Thank you for confirming that for me, Buddy-O Rick. Mr. Buddy-O Rick over here.
Woo! Having fun, boys? Santa came early, guys. Boom!
Heavy times. Looks like
great. Heavy times.
It looks like a really, really funny film.
I
haven't seen it.
Right.
I've just seen the trailer. But was that your first feature?
Yeah, it was.
Tell me about that experience.
Sure. I was in Boston. I had just moved there. It was probably 3 or 4 months after I moved there that I was browsing Craigslist for acting jobs. And one of them was that they were casting for an independent feature-length comedy. And I shot off my resume and my demo reel, my very amateurish currently demo reel, to them. And they got back to me, these guys who were making this movie. They said, hey, we like your reel. We'd love you to read for what we have, read for the part. And so I met up with them and I read for them and they liked it. And they cast me. It was in one of the three main parts in the movie. It's three best friends in the movie who go to visit the one friend's sister and her husband. And the husband ends up being this incredibly overbearing, obnoxious, offensive Massachusettsian, if that's a word. And he ends up just kind of taking these guys for a road trip that they weren't really expecting. So that's how I'd characterize the movie. It's kind of a road trip comedy. Definitely aimed towards a certain demographic.
Yeah.
I would say, if you've seen, there are multiple versions of the trailers, well, one or two of which have significantly more cursing in them than the others.
I saw the cleanest, I think,
yeah, trailer. You probably did, yeah.
But it was still, you know,
yeah,
obviously aimed at a young,
yeah,
college age, maybe, male demographic.
Yeah, it's sort of in the vein of Hangover and Superbad, but yeah, less kind of over the top and more kind of rooted in the reality of the characters and sort of how they respond to the situation. Like I said, it was my first feature film, and I had a great time filming it. And
so you didn't know anybody who was involved with the cast or crew?
No. Yeah, I would commute out of the city and north into the North Shore up there in Boston, like Topsfield, Ipswich, little towns, and we'd film probably a couple weekends every month. We filmed over the course of about 6 months in 2010. Wow. And so not your typical, like typically a film is, you know, you have a time, like a, you know, a few weeks that you film, you get it all knocked out. But with this was definitely a side project, very independent. Everybody involved had their day jobs, including me. And so, you know, it was just something we squeezed in.
Where can you see it?
Well, not much of a theatrical release so far. They were able to show it up in Boston, but right now the best bet to see it is to either stream it online. There are a couple sites. There's indieflix.com. That's Flix with an X. It's also you can download it on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
You can buy the DVD. Please buy the DVD. I do have a contract signed. I will get paid eventually if enough DVDs get sold. You can buy it on Amazon. And it's really cool having a finished product like that that's actually accessible.
There's a trailer that I just saw on Facebook, Good Night Fish.
Mm.
That looks really interesting. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, sure. Good Night Fish is a short film written by a friend of mine, Nick Boyer. He lives in Philadelphia, and I think he wrote it. It was the first script he wrote when he was studying film, I think, at Temple university. And it's a really interesting script. When he sent it to me asking me if I'd do it, I read it and I was like, wow, this is kind of fascinating. I mean, this story is the main character, Stan, is really the only character. He's the only character in the movie. And excuse me.
That's on your resume.
What is? Oh yeah.
Burping on command.
Burping on command. I should also put down burping when I don't want to.
Unintentional burp.
Unintentional
certified,
burping.
A certified unintentional burp master.
Yeah, but Stan is the only character in the movie, and it's sort of about this guy. He owns goldfish, pet goldfish, and it's sort of about his relationship with those goldfish and what that relationship means for his life, what it indicates about his life. You can probably tell from the trailer. A friend of my dad saw it and said, like, oh, this looks like a really dark movie, but with a chance for hope or something.
From the trailer?
From the trailer. They saw that and they got that. And I wanted to say, like, well, it is kind of a dark movie. Not so much hope. I mean, this guy talks to his fish. He lives alone. He talks to his fish. He's got... clearly something's going on with him. He's got a past. He's got a situation. He's just such vague.
You gotta wait for the movie to come out.
Yeah.
How great would it be to just spontaneously travel somewhere for a few weeks? Hell, I've never even been outside Ohio. Thought crossed my mind, you know, how exciting it would be for someone like me to just drop everything and go somewhere. Good night, fish.
And that was my guest Adam Lawver in the upcoming short film, Good Night, Fish.
Can I take this opportunity to plug something?
Absolutely.
Like I said, the sketch comedy show, which is...
Happy Time Explosion Show.
Happy Time Explosion Show, and we are hoping to get a rather high profile guest. I won't say who, but I will say that the title of the show is Happy Time Explosion Show Presents Lady Gaga. Tickets are $10 each, or you can get an awkward threesome special of three tickets for $25. You can look that up online. The other thing I've got coming up, which is actually going to happen like a week before the sketch comedy show, is a little birthday party for the bard William Shakespeare. It's a little organization called the People Shakespeare Project, run by Laura Howell, who's a local actor and director and Shakespeare scholar and educator. And she's throwing a little performance in celebration of Shakespeare called Shakespeare Love Hot and Cold. And I will be performing in that.
What's the date?
The dates for that. The date is Sunday, April 22nd. That'll be from about 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the Keystone Art and Culture Center. And tickets can be purchased at keystoneart.org.
Fantastic. I will link up to everything in the show notes as well.
Absolutely.
So if anyone wants to check that out, and the Happy Time show coming up April 27th through 29th at the Ware Center in downtown Lancaster. Well, thanks very much for coming down and spending some time talking about this show, Happy Time, and your career, your acting work.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure. And Steven Spielberg, if you're listening, I am available.
That would be great if Steven Spielberg was listening to this program.
I can dream.
Something tells me that you and I wouldn't be sitting in this little room.
Oh, yeah.
Catch Adam Lover and Happy Time Explosion Show on April 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Ware Center in Lancaster as Happy Time Explosion Show presents Lady Gaga. Find out more at Creative Works of Lancaster online at creativelancaster.org. Also, don't miss Adam in Shakespeare Love, Hot and Cold on Sunday, April 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Keystone Art and Culture Center. More details about that show can be found at keystoneart.org. And don't forget to drop by woodstovehouse.com. You can check out past episodes of this program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.